7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And there have been some developments, two interesting developments to talk about today. And what are we doing? What the heck is going on? Well, I'm down at the creek. That's one of the developments. I gotta take my sunglasses off here. The other development, and this is really freaking annoying right now. Huh, just now noticing this. And why is the grass so wet? It didn't rain. No, that dirt would be wet if it rained. But this looks like it's been dug at a little bit. Okay, let's just get in here. Let's get under canopy. Because there's a lot of weird bird noises out here. I gotta wonder if there's something going on. Hear all this bird distress? What the heck is that? Oh, I saw something flying away. And it was big. It might have been an owl. Okay, what? Something's happening. But I'm not sure what is happening. Although I did see something big move, so I think we can just chalk this up to being owl or something. I'm still looking around. I'm still observing. I saw something big fly that way. There was a shadow. And wow, I hear a big woodpecker too up there. Brrr. Yeah, whatever that was that flew away, flew over to the golf course. Onto one of the trees on the golf course. Okay, so let's talk about what's going on here. As I stand up here, just looking down into the creek, I'm not seeing much of anything. Wow. So let's go down there. We're going to need a web stick just in case. I saw a good one out here. Why didn't I pick it up? We still got birds freaking out. So much action. What is going on out here today? Okay, anyway, I've got me a stick. Let's go down into the creek while I tell you what's up. Okay, let's see. How do I begin? All right, let's think back to yesterday. Yesterday, we came down here to the creek, only to notice that once again, the water level was strangely high. The water level was high, and yet it had not rained in a few days. Okay, where's all this water coming from? Blah, blah, blah. It was a big question. The other thing that I should tell you is that, like a day or two ago, I started noticing that maybe my water pressure was a little bit lower than it should be. And this happened around the same time as we replaced Mr. Squirty Hose. And once we fixed Mr. Squirty Hose, I thought, you know, the water's not quite right. Right. So yesterday, after I left the creek, I drove around in my neighborhood. I drove around the golf course, and I drove up and down a couple of the main streets, looking for any source of water. You know, thinking, you know, okay, maybe somebody's sprinkler is on. And no, there was no water draining anywhere. It was dry as a bone. I drove around my neighborhood, checked all the spots where, yeah, this is better. I checked all the spots where, you know, water's gonna come down. Nothing. It was dry as a bone. So I thought, huh, that's weird. And then my mind started, of course, going into, like, worst-case scenarios. Oh, maybe somebody's illegally dumping. Well, no. There's no industry or anything around here. And I thought, okay, well, maybe it's a broken water main or something. Well, yeah, duh, that would be logical, wouldn't it, Tobe? Because that would also explain why your water at home, the water pressure is weird. Damn it, do I want this ball? There's a white ball in the water here. I thought it was a weird printing thing, but no, somebody just put a black magic marker stripe on it. The water level is back to normal today. And I know why. Because yesterday, a few hours after Dubious Goals Committee, I had to go to the grocery store. And when I was driving by, well, you know, when I was just driving, I found a bunch of utility trucks and a bunch of workers and guys tearing up concrete and blah, blah, blah. And so then, here's a Pinnacle number 4 yellow. Don't want it. Don't need any more yellows. And they're all covered in mud because of the high water. I think I'm seeing fox tracks. That's good. Okay, here's some color over here. What do we got down in here? Is this a red or an orange? Oh, it's got something on it. This is a weird ball. It's a Volvic. Okay, what do we got here? This is something new that I've never seen before. Wash a wash a wash a wash a wash. Wash it off. It's a Volvic number 1, red. And it says Volvic 1 on one side, then the Marvel Comics logo X Volvic, and then it has what I'm guessing is a Spider-Man logo. It's a black circle with a white background and a red spider silhouette inside of it. Okay, that's unique. Don't have any of these. Goes right in the pocket. There's something yellow up here too. Right, so to make a long story short, apparently there was a broken water main because when I was... Oh, that thing is still there. When I was coming back from the store, I made sure to drive down that particular street, which is Parkview. And yeah, water everywhere, guys working. Looks like they were finishing up by the time I was driving by. Okay, we got a Srixon number 3 yellow here. Don't want it. I'm just going to leave it. Leave it right here. But we need to get over on the other side of the picnic table dam here, because there's a ball under here that I might want. Is this the red or orange thing that we saw 3 days ago? There's 3 golf balls right here. 2 whites and a yellow. Oh, that's a Pinnacle practice ball, that yellow. I'm gonna grab it. Got another one. This is one that looks even a little bit more different than the others that I have. How odd. I don't know if I should keep collecting range balls, practice balls like this, because this is just going to turn into another collection that I don't need to have. You might be able to hear guys shouting up on the golf course. and I cannot get to this ball that's under here that I'm trying to get. Okay, there it is. What is it? Let's push it out. What is this? Oh, is it a pink? Yep, it's a pink Callaway. Pink Callaway number... I can't see from here. Here's some white Callaway. Okay. Do I want this pink Callaway number 4? Well, I've already picked it up and washed it. Might as well hang on to it. There are some people playing golf today. I can hear them knocking balls around and shouting. All right, and now I'm looking up on this side of the bank to see if there's any golf balls up here. Do-do-do-do. Yep, I see a red up there. Damn it, now we gotta go up there. Any other color, and I would have left it there. Okay, well, we'll go up in a minute. Because I need to tell you about the other development. There's been another development. Also creek-related. I am wearing new crappy shoes. If you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee for any time now, you've been hearing me talk about how bad a shape my crappy shoes are in. My crappy shoes, I smell cigar. Oh, cool golf players. Oh, we play golf and we smoke cigars. We're cool. Hey, is that something up there? No. I'm wearing new crappy shoes. Oh, here's some interesting tracks. Oh, we got raccoon tracks here. Look at this little raccoon dude. He was walking along here and he said, yeah, here's fox tracks too. He was following the fox tracks and he walked through the water and he went over there and he was snoodling and he went over to that mud flat over there. Snoods. I like snoods. I like snoodler business. I know all about snoodler business. Yeah, there's more tracks, snoodler tracks right here too. Yeah, so I have these old shoes on. I had forgotten about. I actually have, I have two pairs of old shoes. Because before becoming creek shoes, my old shoes would go next to the back door, the door that leads out from the dining room onto my deck. This is so I can put shoes on and go out on my deck when I need to. Right? So, forgot all about these because, oh, big butterfly, big yellow butterfly. Hi, buddy. He's just flying up the stream in the creek. He just flew by me. Hey, later. He's butterflying. All right, well, we better probably go get that red ball. It's taunting me. Oh, let's climb. So last night I sort of remembered that I had these other shoes. And the reason that I remembered them is because I saw them. And that's how I remember. Yeah, so I put them on. They're very comfortable. They have a hole in the toe of the, let's see, what is this, my right foot. And then the weird thing about today, what makes this especially annoying, is that I happen to be wearing a sock that has a hole in the exact same spot. And so now I can see my bare toe through my shoe, even though I am wearing a shoe and a sock on that foot. The red ball is a Titleist number 2. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. I always feel like I need to collect the red ones, even though I've got plenty. Why do I collect the red ones? So I always pick up the red ones because I feel like the red ones, I don't want to say I feel like they're the most exotic. It's not that they're exotic at all. I mean, they're one of the most common golf balls that we find. but I feel like it's symbolic of the most different kind of golf ball you can have. If that makes any sense, it probably doesn't. Anyway, because of the high water, all the mud and silt, I should say, all the silt got deposited on golf balls. So all the white golf balls have brown hats. Alright, back up onto the bank here. I'm debating on whether or not I want to go downstream. I mean upstream, downstream. I want to go downstream? Do I want to go downstream? It's not very hot today. I woke up early. It's a little bit cooler. I'm not hearing any more bird distress. 90% sure we saw an owl today. So that's great. Yay, owls. Okay, so let's see. Back up. This is going to be too much web battle. This is going to be a hell of a web battle. Well, let's go for it. What the hell, we don't have to come back. If we can make it all the way down or up downstream to where the creek goes underground to pass under the golf course, then we can just pop out in the new spot. I found a new spot where we can just sort of pop out of the creek if we make it that far. Okay. I'm back down in the creek bed, rock hopping. Hey, I found raccoon tracks here too. What a surprise. Because snoodlers like to rock hop. Really should put my camera back in my pocket. What is this? Oh, kids have been down here playing in the creek, trying to make a dam. Yeah. That ain't gonna happen. Okay. Pocket, or camera, successfully back in pocket. Alright, walking up, or walking down the creek in the creek bed. Water to the right of me. Animal tracks abound. Oh, this is muddy. Somebody's already been down here since they turned the water main off, or fixed it. Oh yeah, boatloads of snoodler tracks in the water. I could get on the other side from here. I could get back to the other bank, but there's no way to get any further going that way if I do it. Wow. Yeah, things are kind of weird here. And now the sun is getting to me. Should I keep going? Yeah, what the hell. That's a good a day as any to die. Yeah, I'm starting to feel it. This isn't smart, but I'm going to keep going. Because I want to find a golf ball. I want to find something exotic. Although we have found something pretty weird today. This weird Spider-Man golf ball is weird enough for me. I mean, why does this exist? The only reason that this exists is because somebody, some salesman at Marvel, is getting some kind of kickback for every time he can license the Marvel product line. Hey, what's been going on? Oh, yeah, there's been squirrels hanging out on this log eating walnuts. That's interesting enough. There's a lot of mourning doves around here flying around. And a bunch of robins, too. It's a fun day down in the creek. Dun dun! I'm in the creek again and I'm happy about it. Looking for golf balls. Yeah, so hopefully lots of people were golfing yesterday and lost golf balls. I'm seeing a little bit of fungus action. Okay, yeah, look over here. What do we got? Looks like white jellies. And at the base of this tree, we've got some kind of conch. Probably artist conch. This over here is, what is this over here? maybe oysters. So we got some fungus. That's cool. Now, I know this is another little golf ball area, so I'm trying to pay attention. I'm trying to find the exotic things. And I see a white golf ball. Not overly exciting. I hear loud machinery. Okay, let's walk over here. The bank sort of expands right here and it goes out wide, and I'm checking. All I want is to find the most exotic golf ball ever. Am I asking too much? What is the most exotic golf ball ever? I don't know. We have found purple. We have found green. We have found different shades of blue. There's a white one. We have found the oak leaf. I almost said elm leaf. We found the oak leaf ball down here in this area. Actually, it was, you know, 15 meters down there, but I'm kind of surprised there's not more golf balls in this area. ¿Dónde está los pelotas del golf? I do not speak Spanish. Okay, walking under some big, big trees. Alright, now this is where we need to try to cross the creek. That looks like a lot of mud. That looks like a lot of mud. But I don't want to turn around and go back either. Let's take a closer look. Let's see what we're dealing with here. See, we could get on that rock. How bad's the mud going to be? How far do we have to travel in the mud? 10 meters, but there are rocks. Snoodler tracks. There's raccoon tracks. Why is there raccoon tracks everywhere I'm trying to go? Alright, I gotta get rid of the stick in order to make this move, because we're going for it. I need to step down. Although, can we... Is it? No, this is our only option. Step down and catch this tree at the same time, just like the raccoon did. Okay, now, step into the creek. Okay, not too bad, not too bad. I'm down in the creek bed once again. Dun, dun, dun. And in this, there's a white ball up there. That's kind of in the same area where the oak leaf ball is. We should probably check that ball. It might be another oak leaf ball. Okay, it is muddy. Not too bad, not too bad. We are making it across. We are traversing the creek. Also, down here in this area was the place where we found the first, one of the significant red balls. Was it the dark red ball, or was it the glossy finish red ball? Can't remember. There's a yellow. Don't want yellow, Tub. Don't need to focus on yellow golf balls. Don't need any. Don't need any yellows. I don't need any pinks. Why did I pick up this pink golf ball? I don't know. Okay. I'm back up on the opposite bank, which is the original bank that we came down on. I'm just, 100 meters down. Okay, here's two white golf balls hidden back here. One of them's a logo ball. And what is it? BBC. Except it's not the British Broadcasting. It's something else too small for me to read. And this other white ball, just a plain Pinnacle number one. I'm going to leave them both here. Don't need them. I'm glad I don't collect logo balls, because not even going to get into it. Okay, so We're basically down here at the end of the creek. This is not really the end of it. This is just the part where it now flows underground and goes under the golf course. It didn't used to do this. This has only been changed in the last couple of years. 3 years ago? Is that when they did this? Creek used to be open. You used to have to drive your golf ball across over the creek on the first hole. But apparently that was way too difficult for the golfers that golf here. A little white ball. Is it anything? No. And so, yeah, once we get down here, there's a white ball. Once we get down here, we can't go any further. But that's okay. Bugs. Bugs, bugs, bugs in my face. White ball, anything on the opposite bank? Yeah, there's something up there. A red or an orange or something. We can't, it's, can we get to it? Not worth it. Not worth it. Doesn't matter. If it's a red or an orange, don't need it. Don't need it. Okay, so yeah. I'm about 10 meters from the culvert where the creek goes under the golf course. And of course, this is where all the logs and trees have been jammed up because they can't flow under there. Wait, what's over there? Is that a ball over there? I don't think so. But it's really convenient because you can climb right up the bank here. And it's very easy to climb right here. And there's no trees or plants or weirdness. And, yeah, now I'm at the fence that protects the golf course from the creek or whatever it's for. And you can just walk up here like this. And you just duck a little bit as you walk under this branch. And boom, you pop right back out into society. Right on the sidewalk. I can throw away that stick now. Boom, back on the sidewalk, walking alongside the creek. Ooh, there's a lot of bees on that thistle. A lot of bees over there having some kind of bee party. I'm kind of out of breath. That's weird. All right, so reaching into my pocket, let's check, see what we got today. Huh. Red Titleist number 2. It's pretty. Huh. Still can't get over this Volvic. Of course, we got pink Callaway. What was it? A number 4? Yeah. But the two interesting balls are, of course, one, a yellow Pinnacle practice ball, a range ball. It's yellow. It's got black band on it. And then, of course, there's the insanity of this red Volvic. It is not glossy. If I said it was glossy before, now that it's dried off, it is, in fact, a matte finish. Did Volvic make any other matte finish? Yeah, maybe they did. Anyway, is this the Spider-Man logo? It must be. It's Marvel Comics, blah, blah, blah. All right. And I've still got 50 meters to go till I get to my car. But I need to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm glad they got the water main fixed so I can go back to the creek and find golf balls.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.